You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
It's officially the first day of summer and the longest day of the entire year. The solstice means that the Earth's tilt is closest to the sun, so we get to enjoy 15 hours and 22 minutes of sunlight. Sunset won't happen tonight until around 8:40. And of course, the day summer starts varies from year to year because it's based on an astronomical event and how long it takes the Earth to orbit the sun. Speaking of the sun, did you know that the core, scientists say, is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit? I'm just trying to make you feel a little bit better about the 100-degree heat index headed our way this weekend. It's gonna be steamy. With scorching sun, don't forget to hydrate and wear sun protection. And a new group is starting to take action in an effort to save our pollinators. Terry Barr explains.
Lawmakers are considering a pollinator protection package of bills, which could lead to the regulation of insecticides across the state. Clean Wisconsin's Amy Barrio says it's the opportunity to make a difference right now.
Huge decline in pollinator populations. In some areas, a 90% decline. And that is concerning when you think about one out of every three bites of food we take because of pollinators. They made it happen. Our cranberries, our apples, our fruits and vegetables, all kinds of things, our nuts. They are part of an important ecosystem, and they are telling us there's something wrong.
Similar bills did not pass in 2021, but Barrio says this time there's a new group made up of environmental and agriculture organizations educating about the importance of pollinators, along with supporting the policies to protect their health and sustainability.
And Wisconsin could see a sharp-tailed grouse hunt for the first time in years this fall. They say conservation and habitat restoration projects over recent years have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population bounce back. The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and the most recent hearing was canceled. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. And many hearings over the past couple of weeks have been delayed, sometimes pushed back as much as 5 hours. And yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close. And the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. And the deadline is looming here. If a budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across the state. Meanwhile, Republicans are rumored to be considering a huge cut to the UW system. That was first reported by Civic Media's Todd Alba. Funding the UW system was originally on the Joint Finance Committee's agenda Tuesday, but of course, was removed shortly before the session started. Savannah Tomei-Olson has more details.
They're reportedly considering an $87 million cut to the system's budget when the Trump administration is also threatening UW's federal funding. Democratic Representative Jody Emerson from Eau Claire.
They are doing research into Lake Altoona in my district as to why there's so much sediment coming through and why there's so much runoff. There's not a university in Altoona, but Altoona gets the benefits of that because it is the Wisconsin idea. Our universities, our higher ed goes everywhere. It impacts everybody in the state.
As of the time of this recording, it's not clear yet when they'll put the UW system back on the agenda.
Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that Attorney General Josh Call does not need permission from the state legislature's budget committee to settle certain civil lawsuits. The unanimous ruling on Tuesday found that the measure signed into law 6 years ago by outgoing Governor Scott Walker was a separation of powers violation. The years-long battle was based on the Attorney General's power to settle environmental or consumer protection cases. In the ruling, the court said the legislature cannot assume for itself the power to execute a law it wrote. And Governor Tony Evers urges Republican lawmakers to approve investments in broadband. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The Democratic governor requested $400 million in his executive budget for the Broadband Expansion Grant Program to provide or improve broadband internet in underserved areas. The governor's request comes as the Trump administration has made sweeping changes to the federal Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. Evers' office says that will further delay bringing affordable, high-speed internet to more Wisconsin homes and businesses. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin estimates that 39% of Wisconsinites lack access to affordable internet.
And officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their locations in Wisconsin could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for services they receive at Planned Parenthood, which could include routine health care or annual checkups. On top of losing that revenue, anti-abortion groups are also still looking for ways to close facilities that provide abortion services. Door County's inaugural Juneteenth gathering will be from 10 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. It'll be at Sturgeon Bay's Martin Park. Lisa Hale has the details.
The free event welcomes all residents and visitors to celebrate Juneteenth's history, culture, and significance. Many in the African American community consider Juneteenth an Independence Day, as it marks the day slaves in Texas learned of the Emancipation Proclamation, 2.5 years after the fact. Texas made Juneteenth an official state holiday back in 1980, and in 2021, the Biden administration declared Juneteenth a federal holiday.
And the Wisconsin DNR is seeking landowners to host the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Joanne Krulatz has the details.
Assistant deer and elk specialist Brooke Van Handel says the program helps remove barriers. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Landowners have through July 3rd to submit an application. The hunt runs October 4th through the 12th. More information is available on the DNR's website.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program. The program seeks to find financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities. The grant funding has previously been used for things like renovating backstops and constructing indoor ranges. The DNR plans to disperse $600,000 among grant recipients. Anyone interested in the program must contact DNR officials before submitting their applications by July 15th. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film Elio also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for three seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for nine seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. Will Smith was supposed to be the lead in Christopher Nolan's Inception. Nolan ultimately went with Leo DiCaprio in the mega hit because Smith said he just didn't get it. The star of Independence Day, an occasional batterer of Oscar MCs, says he just did not understand the plot and that alternate universe stories do not pitch well. Smith has also turned down movies like The Matrix and Django Unchained and told Variety it hurts too much to talk about. DiCaprio is actually Christopher Nolan's third choice to play the lead in Inception, saying he first went to Brad Pitt. Actress Mia Sara came out of retirement recently to work with director Mike Flanagan in The Life of Chuck, which is currently in theaters. The 57-year-old actress, while making the rounds through the press, recently recalled her time on Ferris Bueller's Day Off and said it was a blast. Her favorite scene? The parade scene where Ferris sings Dankeschön and Shake It Up while she and Cameron share dialogue. Sara recently said she only comes out of retirement to work with Mike Flanagan. Come on. Come on, Mia. You should work more. I mean, seriously. Shake it up. Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms will be around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible, lows near 70. And then we crank up the heat this weekend. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.